The reading this morning is from the Gospel of Luke and is chapter 2, verses 41 to 52. And thus is the word of God. Now every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended, they had started to return. The boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know that he was actually not with them. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and he was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen. Praise be to God indeed. What a wonderful reading for a day like today. We're looking at Jesus as if Jesus is already, of course, a boy. Next week, of course, we have the celebration of the Epiphany. And the following Sunday, we have Jesus' baptism. So things are moving quite quickly. Amen? Things are moving just quite quickly. So you better be here so that you can, you know, follow Jesus along. Amen? It's going to be an important thing for us to do. You know, this story is a powerful story, as we always mention about what Scripture says about things that happened with Jesus. You can imagine you've been in a parent to this child who had actually left the company of his parents and stay behind, and the parents, of course, going crazy looking for this child. You can imagine. If you're a parent, you can certainly imagine how that will feel. And although they were pretty relaxed, because, you know, the custom of the time was that, you know, the neighbors will take care of children, and so, you know, they were pretty certain that their child was with some relatives. And so they were not too concerned that they have not seen him, because it seems that that was something that was customary. You know, children will just go and be with family, and they will just have a good time with their family. And people took care of their children, everybody's children. In this story, of course, we find that after they have sought him out and they tried to find where he was among the travelers, this is about 3 days after the fact, they return to Jerusalem to look for their son. And then they find him, of course, in this incredible place, talking to the theologians, talking to the intellectuals of the time, and having apparently a great conversation. Now you can imagine as a parent how you would react to that. I don't know about Mary and Joseph in the first century. I know how I would have reacted if my children were had done something like that, and I would have just gone crazy. Amen? I don't know about, you know, would you have gone crazy if your child had done something like that? Of course. We all would have gone crazy if something like that was done to us by one of our children. But I just want you to listen to that phrase that Jesus asked his parents. And I want you to just keep it in mind as we explore this passage today. The question that Jesus asked his parents is, "Why were you searching for me? Why were you searching for me?" as I look at this passage, I was reminded when I thought about the title for this reflection this morning, that this has to do with searching for him. But I thought that the question that Mary and Joseph, that are posed here to Mary and Joseph, is even more telling than the one I came up with. Why were you searching for me? Jesus asked. And I think Jesus is asking that question of us every day. Why are you searching for me? I find that there are many reasons why people search for Jesus. There are many reasons why people search for God. But as we look at why people search for Jesus, I find that some people search for Jesus for material things. People are expecting that Jesus is going to provide them with the things that they need and the things that they want from life. And many people who feel that, of course, they want to get something from Jesus. And so this becomes a very much a transactional relationship with God and a transactional relationship with Jesus. I will follow you, Jesus, if I get this, if I get that. Some people follow Jesus or search for Jesus for they're searching for an emotional experience. They want to have something special happen in their hearts. They want that warming thing that hearts are touched with, where God is doing something special, and they want that emotional experience with the divine. And that's why some people search for Jesus. Some people search for Jesus for positions, for power, for recognition. Some people search for Jesus because they want to acquire power, and they think that if they follow Jesus, they will become important, and they will have some power, and they will be recognized for their position in the church. They will be recognized for the position in government or whatever positions they occupy. Some people follow Jesus or search for Jesus expecting that will bring to them positions, power, and recognition or prestige. Some people search for Jesus for looking for money, looking for a business deal, looking for some kind of profit. I remember some people who have come to church, not only in this church particularly, but some folks who have come to church because, you know, they have a business, and so they're hoping that the church will become a place where they can expand their business, and so they come to church searching for Jesus for their business, so that Jesus may indeed bless them in their business, so that they can increase their profit, they can increase their wealth. And we hear even the fact that we have some people who preach this kind of message about you come to Jesus and you'll be given all these other things. For indeed, if you trust that Jesus is going to be with you, then this Jesus is going to provide for you all the things you need in life. And so people come searching for Jesus, but really searching for their own well-being. Some people search for Jesus for power and wonder. Some people want to have power from God, and therefore they come to Jesus thinking that they're going to receive power from God, that there's going to be something special happening in their lives that is going to allow them to become healers or to have some kind of a special miraculous power in their lives. And so they come seeking for Jesus for power and wonder. Some people search for Jesus in case what they say about him is true. So some people who are not sure about who Jesus is, but they realize, well, there might be something right about this Jesus, and something might be okay about this Jesus, so I better be in church just in case. So people come to Jesus or are searching for Jesus for different reasons, and regrettably, a lot of reasons who are not the right reasons to search for Jesus. When we read the story in Luke, we find the reason why the parents of Jesus were looking for him. Anybody can tell me why were the parents of Jesus looking for him? According to that reading, why were Mary and Joseph looking for Jesus?
He's a kid.
He's a kid, right? And what is the motivation to look for Jesus?
They're worried.
They're worried. That's right. What do they want to do? Besides, you know, beating him up because, you know, he just put them through through a heck of a time. What else motivates people like Mary and Joseph to look for Jesus? Come on, I know you know. Huh? That's right, the love of a parent. Love. Yes. That's right, that's right. Very good, Hunter, thank you. Indeed, it's love. Love is exactly what is motivating Joseph and Mary to look for Jesus. They have a parental responsibility, but they, of course, that responsibility is infused by the fact that they love Jesus and they want Jesus to be safe. And so their love compels them to do that. In our story today, this is precisely about why do we search for Jesus. Our search for Jesus must be a search that is inspired by love and our desire to be in a loving relationship with God. That's what should inspire our desire to be in a relationship with Jesus, to find who Jesus is, to find more about this Jesus. It should be inspired by that sense of love we have for this Jesus who has shown us his love in such deep and profound ways. Throughout the history of the Christian church, we have been celebrating the amazing love of God that we have received through Jesus Christ. Amen? Through the entire history of the Christian church, that has been something that we have consistently been talking about, the fact that God has loved us so much, and that then we are called to love God. When we read in the Hebrew Testament, we find that God is calling the people of Israel to love him, to love God above all things. Amen? It even comes in that thing we call the Ten Commandments, about the idea that we're called to love God. Now, we're usually into this idea that we are, of course, loved by God. And, of course, we know that that is the case. We are loved by God. But here we have an instance in which we find that it's not simply about knowing that God loves me, but it's about the fact that this God is asking us, this God is asking you and me to love him. Let that sink in for a moment. God is asking you and me to love him. We have heard the countless stories about that love of God that has been expressed through Jesus Christ, so that we may indeed receive the salvation that God is providing and offering to all of us, to all the human race. And this God who is showing his love for us is asking us to love him. So when we are searching for Jesus, why are we searching for Jesus? Are we searching for Jesus for the reasons that I mentioned before? Or you might even have other reasons why you might be searching for Jesus. The question, of course, here is, are we searching for Jesus for the right reasons? Do we want to be in that relationship with Jesus where our lives are transformed, where our lives are touched and transformed to become something that is more than what we are and more than what we have? Where the issue is not about how much I possess and how much prestige and power and positions do I have, but when I search for Jesus, I'm looking to be in a loving relationship with the divine. Hear that. It's about being in a loving relationship with the divine. Everything else is that else, but it's not the fundamental of our relationship with God. Mary and Joseph were indeed in a panic mode. They were in a panic mode searching for Jesus. And there they come to Jesus, and Jesus asked that question that is mind-boggling. As I kept reading that passage, that was the word, that phrase that stayed in my mind. Why are you searching for me? The question that is so relevant today for all of us. Why are we searching for Jesus? Why do we want to be in a relationship with Jesus? Why do we want to be in a relationship with Jesus? What does it mean to my life? And you know, when we decide to be in a relationship with someone, and I was just celebrating this morning, I just heard from Sister Michelle, she was telling me her parents are celebrating her 60th wedding anniversary. Was it this year? It was the 60th, right? And so I've heard from other people who have been married for 70 years. Wow. Wow, that's an amazing thing. But let me ask you this. For anybody who's here in a relationship or who might want to be in a relationship someday, when you enter in a relationship with somebody, does your life stay the same? Anybody, please raise your hand. You stay the same. You didn't change, right? Things just remain the same as you were when you were before you met that person who's now in your life, right? Your life remained the same. Amen? You just say, no. Because if you said yes, you're lying. Or at least you're not being honest with yourself. No, you can't. You know, you enter in a relationship with that person who's next to you that you say you love, and your life is not going to be the same. You know, when you have a child and you see that child being born, and you enter in a relationship with that child, and it's incredible because that child is not able to respond or to react to us. Amen? The child is just there. And as much as we want to feel that the child is, you know, Googling and doing whatever, you know, and making sounds, and we think, oh, it's talking to us. No. The fact of the matter is that we love that child unconditionally because that child is just there, and we want to be in a relationship with that child. Amen? When we enter in a relationship with our spouses, with our boyfriends and girlfriends, whatever we want to call that, we know that that relationship is going to change us. When my first child was born, you know, I remember, you know, my wife was pregnant. Wow, what a wonderful miracle. You know, great, pregnant is great. I enjoy the experience. But, you know, it was just, my wife was pregnant. You know what I mean? I don't know about you guys, but this is my experience. But it was not until I held that child in my arms that it was like something fell upon me. And I just couldn't explain that. That child did not say a word. That child did not express any feelings toward me. But the love that came at that moment just filled my heart with a love that I have never experienced before. That is the type of love that changes your life. My life was changed on that day. So why would loving Jesus be any different? Why would loving this wonderful being that cares for us so deeply and so profound be any different for us to experience also that incredible love of God? A love that compels us to live the way that Jesus wants us to live. A love that compels us to see life and to see the world from a perspective different from our perspective. That challenges us to see the world from God's perspective. When we come to love Jesus, when we come to love the living God, our lives cannot remain the same. For true love is transformative. True love really changes life. When we open ourselves to love God, our lives will certainly be transformed so that we can become better than what we are, so that we can become and achieve greatness, not for ourselves, but for the glory of God. And then our lives will be indeed abundant, indeed abundant life. Would you pray with me? Loving and blessed God, we give you thanks for your mercy, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your word, Lord. We pray, Lord, that we may indeed listen to you, Lord. All of us, Lord, are searching, and we continue to search, Lord. We haven't finished yet. Every time, Lord, every day and every year, Lord, that we seek you out, Lord, we just keep learning more and getting a clear glimpse at you, Lord. We pray, O Lord, that we may indeed search for you, Lord, to love you. That we may search for you, Lord, so that we may come into a special relationship with you, Lord. A relationship of love, a relationship of companionship. Loving God, we pray that you may indeed fill our hearts with your love, Lord, that we may indeed go out into the world to love the people you love in this world, that we may go out into the world, Lord, to love like you love us, Lord. Fill our hearts, O God, with your love, that we may love you, Lord, that we may love each other the way you want us to love each other. Blessed God, as we come close, O Lord, to the end of this year, and as we move forward, Lord, with the new year that is coming up, may your Spirit be upon us, Lord, so that we may indeed find, Lord, new ways to explore who you are, that we may find new ways, Lord, to learn about your grace, your mercy, your compassion, your justice. Help us, O Lord, to continue our search for you, Lord, that we may continue to grow in our love for you, my Lord. Be with us, Lord. In Jesus' name, in your holy name we pray, O Lord Jesus. Amen.